Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise God. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I am so glad you could join us this week as we get into the Word of God. I'm telling you, we got some good things to talk about from the Word. We're still talking about being a doer of the Word of God. I believe we're going to try to wrap it up with this particular netcast on that topic. But this is a topic we can just keep talking about and talking about and talking about, because being a doer of the Word is where it is at. So praise the Lord. Now, I've got so many things happening that I need to tell you about in terms of news. As you know, I always give you up-to-date information on our SpeakFaith.tv project. Really important news. Two items this week of important news. One is Pastor Mac Hammond is now officially on SpeakFaith.tv, the actual production side of SpeakFaith.tv. As you know, we have two versions. We have the production one that's in the channel store, and then we have what we call the beta site, which has some feeds that we're working on currently but aren't officially, you know, approved, you might say, yet. So those are on our beta site. So you can go to SpeakFaith.tv, SpeakFaith.tv, as it says here on the screen. Go to that website and you can get more information about SpeakFaith.tv and about all the lineup of speakers. Oh man, I'm telling you, we've got some great ministers that are on SpeakFaith.tv. Let me just give you a quick rundown. Pastor Ed Taylor, Our Program, Jerry Savelle, Dr. Larry Hutton, Pastor J.B. Whitfield, Mark and Janet Brzee out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and now Pastor Mac Hammond. Wow, what a lineup. And we've got their video programs. We've got their audio. We've got Word of Faith Radio is available on SpeakFaith.tv as well. So all kinds of good stuff for you to receive the Word of God through our SpeakFaith.tv Roku channel. So I'd encourage you to check that out. Really, really neat stuff. Now, the second thing I'm really excited about, before I leave SpeakFaith.tv, our beta site has just been updated too, and we have Jesse Duplantis. We have a lot of other feeds coming through there. They're not official yet because they haven't given us official permission, but we're testing them, and as long as they're in testing, they're on our beta site, so you can check those out as well. And I encourage you to do that. Got some great teaching out there from some just amazing ministries that I'm hoping will join us officially for our SpeakFaith.tv channel. But in the meantime, you can enjoy the test feeds that we have out there. So I wanted to mention that. And then, of course, our Word of Faith Radio project that we have going with Micro Broadcasting. Wow. I'm telling you, there is some neat stuff happening there. I have been, you know, I'm a computer guy. I'm a technology guy. My secular job is a server engineer, and I am the technical director at Word of Faith Radio and engineer and basically run the server that it comes off of and all the back-end technical stuff. So I have been geeking out on all the technical things concerning this micro-broadcasting, doing research and checking out how we can put all this together and make it all work smoothly. And I have run across some things that just got me going, you know, both from a technical point of view and, as I said last time, also from a spiritual point of view. It gets me going in both areas, and that's really exciting to me, which is why I want to mention it to you. If you haven't checked out our micro-broadcasting project and what we're doing with that, go to the WOFR.org website. It's right up here on the screen, WOFR.org. Check out the website, click on the red banner, and get the information about micro-broadcasting. And if you or your church would like to help us have micro-broadcasting locations in your city, your area, you know, as I said, there's even people that might be in the middle of downtown whatever city you live in, and be at an apartment complex, and you can actually broadcast to your entire apartment complex. All your neighbors would then have the ability to hear the Word of Faith, the Word of Faith Radio, and you can put up little posters or something at your mail slots, you know, where they can see it, and you know, encourage them that way to listen to Word of Faith Radio. Sometimes people will sit at home and listen to Word of Faith Radio or something like that, that maybe they wouldn't, you know, necessarily initially go to a church meeting or whatever. Kind of ease into it, you know what I mean? So that's a good way to, as a missions project, to reach people in your local, very, very localized area with this micro-broadcasting idea. And it's not very expensive at all, so I encourage you to check it out, okay? It'll really be a blessing for you to check into it. All right, let's go into the Word of God. We're talking, we've been talking about being a doer of the Word of God, that we're supposed to be doers of the Word, not just hearers only, because just being a hearer, you will fall into the trap of deceiving yourself. You will be self-deceived. Well, you know, it's bad enough to have Satan out there trying to deceive you. You sure don't want to be deceiving yourself, okay? So, don't fall into the trap of self-deception by just hearing the Word, but rather commit to the Word and do the Word. Actually, actively do the Word of God. Now, we left off, we kind of got into the topic of what does speaking have to do with doing the Word? Well, it has everything to do with it. Speaking the Word of God is the most important way you can do the Word. See, a lot of people think when they talk about doing the Word, they think about, well, okay, you're laying in bed, you know, you're sick, you're maybe on your deathbed or whatever, and you believe to receive your healing, and you just pull yourself up out of bed, and you're going to do the Word. You're going to apply some action to the Word. And, you know, okay, there's an element of truth there, but that's not the predominant way that people do the Word. The predominant way, the most important way, the most usual way that you do the Word is to use your tongue to speak God's Word. Speak the Word of God. Now, we were talking about from James chapter 3, verse 8, the tongue can no man tame. And we made the statement that, you know, if nobody can tame the tongue, then why even talk about it? Well, the point is, the tongue can no man tame by man's natural ability. Let's prove that out by reminding ourselves of what we read here. Verse 6 says in James 3, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course, or as we said, cycle of nature, cycle of natural events, and it, the tongue, is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, this is verse 7, every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. Now, that is the key to understanding what we're talking about here. Of mankind is the word anthropinos in the Greek. It means human, common to man, after the manner of men. In other words, these methods of training are common to men. They are man's methods. Okay? Now, the very next thing he says here is the point where a lot of people get discouraged, and I don't want you to, because remember, he's talking about natural training. He says here in the next verse, verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. So people take that and they just lift it out of context and they say, well, okay, there's nothing I can do about my tongue. No, the tongue can no man tame through man's natural ability, through the natural training ability of man. He's making the statement that, yeah, we've trained animals, we've trained all kinds of things, but you can't use that kind of training methodology to train or to tame your tongue. You have to use a different methodology, and in fact, what you have to do is use God's power to control your tongue. You say, well, Dr. Bill, how do you do that? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. How do you tame your tongue then? You do it through God's ability, not yours. Let's keep reading here. The tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine fig, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above. This wisdom is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Now you might say, well, Dr. Bill, okay, the tongue can no man tame, and then he immediately goes off on talking about wisdom. What does that have to do with taming the tongue? Again, it has everything to do with it. He's saying the wisdom that is from below, or here on the earth, is earthly, sensual, and devilish. But the wisdom that is from above is not earthly, it is not sensual, and it is not devilish. Okay? And the wisdom that is from above is how you can tame your tongue. Again, God's supernatural ability rather than man's human ability. Through man's human ability, nobody can tame the tongue. You can't, you know, tell yourself, I won't say anything negative again. I'm never going to say anything negative again. Never, 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 never. Just not going to do it. I'm never going to do it. No matter how hard you try, you're going to say something because you're going to say what's in your heart in abundance. All right, we're going to talk more about that as we get into this study. But the point is, you have to have wisdom that is from above in order to do this. The wisdom that is from above is first pure. This is verse 17. It is first pure. It is peaceable. It is gentle. It is easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits. It is without partiality, and it is without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. This kind of wisdom comes from God and comes from above. It is pure. It is peaceable, it is gentle, it's easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. That's God's kind of wisdom. And God's kind of wisdom is the kind of wisdom you need, matter of fact, you have to use to tame the tongue. God's supernatural ability rather than man's natural ability. Now that's just the way it is. That's how this works. There's a lot of things to keep in mind here about the wisdom of God when it comes to your tongue. One of the things that I like is something that David said in the Psalms. Matter of fact, it may take me a minute to find this because I hadn't planned to go this way today. I thought we were going to get into it a little bit later, but I think we ought to probably get into it today. Let me do a quick search here. Yeah, I just love, this is something I need to mention. I love eSword. eSword allows you to do these kinds of searches. And here we go. Psalm 141, verse 3. See, that quick, you can find something from the Word and locate it quickly. Okay? And so that's one reason I really love eSword, which, by the way, is available at e-sword.net. Encourage you to check that out. Psalm 141, verse 3, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat their dainties. Now, eat their dainties sounds funny to our ears. But in the King James times, when they used that phrase, they were talking about eating things that were empty calories that looked good and tasted good, but there wasn't any benefit to it. Okay, so, But this is the part I wanted to really center up on. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. This is part of the wisdom of God we're talking about, the wisdom that is from above. David here, as he prayed, and he's praying to the Lord, he says, Lord, set a watch on my mouth. In other words, he's giving the Lord explicit permission to interrupt him and correct him concerning his words. Now, this is an area of wisdom and an area of training of the Word of God that a lot of people don't talk about very much. A lot of Christians, a lot of ministers don't talk about this. This is a key. This is such an important key. God's a gentleman. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He is not going to force anything on you. But if you're serious about controlling your tongue, and you see in the Word of God, as we've seen, that by man's natural ability it can't be controlled, then what you can do is you can pray a prayer like this and say, Lord, I am serious. I commit to you. I want you to put a watch upon my mouth. You have permission at any time to interrupt me as I'm about to say something negative and help correct that so that I don't say whatever it is. And God will help you with that. Now, he won't do it unless you ask him. Because like I said, he's a gentleman. He's not going to push anything off on you. But if you will pray this prayer and you're sincere and you mean it, he will help you. And it won't be, he won't yell in your ear. He won't say, no, don't say that. No, that's not the way he operates. Remember what the prophet found? It was the still small voice. Okay, that was the voice of God. It wasn't in the earthquake, wasn't in the wind, wasn't in the fire. No, it was the still small voice. So what he'll do is he will quietly, gently speak to you in the midst of your about to speak doubt and unbelief. He'll say, whoop, do you really want to say that? Are you sure that's what you want to talk about? And it can be very gentle. And unless you are, you've already prayed this prayer, set a watch on my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Now you've got to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Now you've got to listen and let him correct you before you say something negative. Okay? Before you say something, not afterwards. See, I'm sure there have been plenty of times you said something you didn't want to say. And you thought about it after you said it. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. You know, those are times that, like Charles Capps says, you need to start praying for crop failure. You've been sowing some seeds with your mouth. Now you need to pray for crop failure on those seeds so that they won't come up in your life. And you know, he says that it sounds funny and facetious, but he's being serious as he can be. There's a lot of us need to pray for crop failure for things that we have planted and things that we've said over the years. And you need to start praying along those lines. But now what you want to do is you want to say things that are correct, that are scriptural, that are sound. And this is one of the ways, one of the several ways that there are to help train your tongue. And this is the first one that always comes to my mind, is pray and ask the Lord to set a watch on your mouth. Okay? Do that. Now, once you've done that, get sensitive to the Holy Ghost, because when he talks to you, it's going to be that still small voice, and he's not going to push. He's not going to knock you over the head with a 2x4 to get your attention. You know, the old story about the guy, the farmer, that he sold his mule and to his neighbor, and his neighbor, you know, he paid for the mule, took the mule home. And man, no matter what he did, he couldn't get that mule to do anything. That mule was as stubborn as it could be. And he got so frustrated, he took that mule back to his neighbor and he said, take him back. He said, what's the matter? He said, I want my money back. Well, what happened? He said, that mule won't do nothing for me. He's useless. He said, stubborn, he won't move. Farmer said, let me show you what you need to do. He picked up a 2x4 and hit that old mule upside the head. The mule was like, oh, and he's all addled. And then he proceeded to have him plow the field, and he just did everything he was supposed to do. And the other farmer went to his neighbor, you know, that he bought the mule from. He said, what was that all about? He said, well, the mule will do fine. First thing you got to do is get his attention. So sometimes you got to have that 2x4 to get your attention. Well, you know, the Holy Ghost didn't like that. He's not going to hit you upside the head with a 2x4 to get your attention. You have to pay attention. See, you think all the times that Jesus said, hearken to the word. It's like he's telling disciples, yo, guys, pay attention. Attend to the word. That's another phrase that you use. That means pay attention. You got to make the determined decision to pay attention. Okay? And paying attention is sometimes the key to the whole process. Because you've asked God to put a watch on your mouth. Well, now you need to pay attention to when he corrects you gently, quietly. Okay? So pay attention and listen. Be sensitive in your spirit to the word of God. Now, the other key is what you put into your heart in abundance is what's going to come out of your mouth. So you got to put what's in, what you want to come out of your mouth into your heart in abundance. That means the word of God. Lots of word. Okay? For instance, Word of Faith Radio. If you listen to Word of Faith Radio consistently, regularly, listen to the teaching there, you're going to get a whole lot of word. Now, is that the only thing you need to do? No. I'll be honest with you. No, it's not the only thing you need to do. But it's a good start. Attend church regularly, every Sunday, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Meditating on the Word, studying the Word, doing your own study of the Word of God. Don't just rely on ministers to spoon feed you. Get into it for yourself and study it out for yourself. Christian television, speakfaith.tv. My goodness, it's just all kinds of good resources where you can get into the Word of God. And if you get into the Word of God consistently on a consistent, regular basis, you will build it into your spirit and you'll get it in there in abundance, and whatever's in your heart in abundance is what's going to come out of your mouth. So, what have we done here? We found that you've got to have wisdom from above. We found that you have to pray and ask God to put a watch on your mouth and pay attention when he talks to you and corrects you. And you've got to put the word in your heart in abundance. And then the word will come out of your mouth, not all that negative junk that gets you in trouble. Okay? If you'll use these methods, if you'll do these things, again, we're talking about being a doer of the word. This is one of the key ways to be a doer of the word. If you'll do these things, you will find that your life will turn around. I'm serious. You will find that things will start working for you. Things that you said, you know, that faith stuff just doesn't work for me. Well, you need to work it. You need to put it to work and be consistent. We're out of time. We're going to have to go. Join us again next time. Now, in the meantime, I want you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. As it says there on the screen. And then, of course, you can also write me at our email address, which is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at wofm.org. Our Word of Faith website, wofm.org, is an awesome resource for you to receive from the Word of God. So I ask you to check that out as well. Go to speakfaith.tv. Check out Word of Faith Radio, all the great things that are going on. And remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.